Okay, today we have a very especially enjoyable few sifim. If you might have some hanoa ma'ilam hazeh, so stick with us for sif ches and tes. I had a very unique shaila this morning. I couldn't find the psak. I came into shul this morning. I was very absent-minded. I don't know why. I went through a whole davening without a mask. I remember Vayenka Lakenu. So I wasn't sure if you have to daven over. Is it... Well, why'd you mention that? I thought you were just absent-minded. It wasn't a political statement. Okay. It wasn't intentional. All right, we're in Siman Kuf Chav Beis of Ches. We're up to something, finally, that happens in your home and in my home. Maybe not with Isser, but at least with Basa B'Cholav. A Kli She'Nesar B'Blias Isser V'Nesarev V'Acherim V'Einai Nikr. Okay, this is the case where a Keli is used with the opposite Min, and it's not Nikr. So the halachi is batal b'raiv, that is batal b'raiv, which seems to be a simple enough din, that is batal. So what that means is, again, you could have it with Isser, you could have it with basa b'chalav. In our homes, hopefully, there is no Isser, there's only basa b'chalav. But someone used a milchke spoon with fleishik soup or something. Happens sometimes, you think it's pariv. And you eat it with a spoon. You wash the spoon, put it away, and later find out that it was a fleishig. Could be used in vegetable soup, and it was fleishig. So the shaila is when it could be a spoon, it could be a bowl, it could be a pot, it could be a ladle. It happens not infrequently that these things happen, and the keli gets put back in the drawer, and it becomes indistinguishable from the other spoons, forks, or plates that are put away. The question is, right? You're not lachatchila allowed. That's true. Not being vatlis lachatchila, but otherwise. So this is a shaila. So the Mechaber says that it's batal b'raiv, and this seems to go with the rule of thumb that mim b'mina yavesh b'yavesh is batal b'raiv. When you have two things that are identical, that are min b'minai, yavesh b'yavesh, that they're batal b'raiv. Now, this halacha, the Shach directs us to Siman Kuf Beis of Gimel, where this halacha already appeared. And there is a certain amount of discussion in the lumdis of this halacha. First, I want to share with you the nidain is this. The nidain is Siman Kuf Beis is Davish Shaisha Matirin. Halacha is a Davish Shaisha Matirin, something that could have a heter. We don't do bittel. If you have an egg, that's the Gemara's case. A chicken lays an egg on Yamtif. That egg is nailad, it's mukta, and that egg becomes mixed with many other eggs. It's not distinguishable. You can have 1,000 eggs of heter and 1 egg of iser, and you can't distinguish one from the other. So the halacha is that really it should be batal b'raiv, min b'minai, an egg and other eggs is batal b'raiv. But the Gemara says, it's a dorshe shematirin, atche techlenu b'iser, techlenu b'heter. Why eat it on yamtif b'iser? Now it's not iser. It just means with relying on the heter, a bittal iser. Techlenu b'heter, wait till after yamtif and you don't have to come on to bittal. Even though it's a peluk, it's really bittal, it's a deraisa. The Torah says that you go bus arrive and that things are batal b'raiv. And mim b'mina yavish for sure is batal b'raiv. So it's batal b'raiv. Why do Chazal call it at techlenu b'iser, techlenu b'heter? All right. So there's a certain amount of attempt to explain it, but it's a halacha p'suka. The davishay shematirin in bemina is not bottle. You have to wait to have it beheter rather than bis. So Shulchan Aruch there says klisha nesu, but bliya says abacherim eidai nicker bottle barayv asif. Ve'ain done in Isaac davishay shematirin. Even if you could kasher it, it's not a davishay shematirin. Very good. He says, if you should tzarech, lahitzi alav etzois lahagilai. The Rambam says, because you have to spend money, same shat mechaber. You're saying, Sidin, it's not automatic. He's saying, because it costs money. It costs money to be makala. So before I get, now this, the Shach disagrees strongly with this, and also the Zidavish Shematirin, which we'll discuss. First, I just want to share with you a taz in the Lomdis, purely a Lomdish issue. I mentioned, and it always generates a lot of interest, I mentioned to you the rule of Eina Nesa Yachal Eser B'makim Sheina Iser Atzma Yachal Leilach Sham. I mentioned to you that when you have a lemon that's cut with a treifa knife, and that lemon is treifed, there's no question, you go into a restaurant, they take a lemon, they cut away a treif, a knife, the lemon is treif, a knife, even cold, a davacharif, and a duchas sakina, there's no question the lemon is treif. If some of that lemon juice fell into a soda, you have a cup of Coke, or Pepsi, diet, they usually on the diet, they put a lemon, that's a simen, universal simen. A lemon means that it's diet. Some of the lemon juice is already in the soda. The lemon juice is already in the soda. Now, if the lemon juice is in the soda, you can taste it. You can taste the lemon. Nothing's bottled if it's nicker. If you can taste it, the lemon is not bottled. Nevertheless, the soda is mutter. Why is it mutter? The lemon is iser. Answer is, the lemon is not iser. It's the blia in the lemon. The blia of, let's say, treif of meat that's in the lemon. Now the lemon becomes aser, but eina nesar yachal aser. The thing that becomes aser can't aser b'makim she'eina iser atzma yachal leila sham. The meat itself would be batal b'shishim. It's not like lemon, it doesn't have a tangy taste. Meat is batal b'shishim. Since meat is batal b'shishim, so the nesar, the thing that becomes aser from the meat, is also can only answer where the Isser could travel, in the place where the Isser could travel, and that's a halacha. It's a taisvis in a few places. One is in Afkuf Chafam in Beis in Cholin. Taisvis about salt, the same thing. If you have salt that became Isser, and then you put that salt into something else. So then it can't aser more than the thing itself. It's the last sif in Simin Kuf Hei. Melach habluah midam. If you have salt, there's belaya blood. Kagam lichas basi, you salted meat. Now that salt is aser. It becomes aser from the dam that's in it. V'nasnu b'kedera. And then you put that salt in a pot. Im yeshishim kedegan ha-melech mutter. If there's shishim kedegan the salt, it's mutter. Afa pisha melech adayin noisin tam. Even though the salt gives taste, ein aneser yachal eser b'mokim sheina iser atzvay yachal eilech. So Ramaz Losh is kol mokim sheina iser yachal eilech sham ein aneser iser yaisa min ha'isrei. It's one of those what do they call it when you tongue twist? You got to repeat it. Kol mokim sheina iser yachal eilech sham ein aneser iser yaisa min ha'isrei. Okay. That's all. Everyone asks, Chaticha Das Nevela. Chaticha Das Nevela means that when Isser goes into lemon, it's Nasa Nevela. It's funny that somebody who goes with Minik Beis Yosef should ask the Kasha, because the Beis Yosef doesn't hold them Nasa Nevela. But we, Ramonics, we hold the Chaticha Das Nevela, Bashari Surim. Bashari Surim. Okay. So the answer is, Eina Nesar is a rule in Chaticha Das Nevel. In Chaticha Das Nevel, when A asks B, it asks B with the same properties as A. Nevela as a salt. Salt is not nevela, with the same properties, with the same spreadability as the Isser itself. The Nas Nevela is only because of the Nevela. And therefore, this is a rule in Chaticha Nas Nevela. This is a rule. It's Halacha Psuka. Like I said, it's a Taisvis. And the last Shulchan Aruch Ramah in Simen Kuf Hei, and then no Chayokim.
Why can't the Isser go there?
Because the Isser can't ask him more than Shishim, because it's not salt, it's not lemon. Lemon is uniquely sharp or tangy, whatever the taste is, that it gives taste, and more than Shishim. But that property doesn't exist in the Isser itself. The meat itself, we assume, is Batel Shishim. So even though the lemon that's the Nesar, Eina Nesar, the lemon that became Aser, is Eina Yaiser, from the Yaiser itself. That's a halacha psuka, period. It's a halacha, I agree, people find it confusing. Just remember the bottom line that it's mutter, and it'll help you trace back the lumpness. What? You need 60 times the lemon drop, the drip of lemon in the soda. The whole lemon, but you take the lemon, throwing it out.
You
need 60 times the drop of lemon, the drip that dripped in.
The soda's
not hot. It's only the amount, there's no bleus. It's only the amount of lemon juice that came out that you need.
Yeah. You would taste the lemon more than 60 times. But you only have to be concerned about the 60 times.
Right. You will taste the lemon more than 60 times. And you can taste it. You drink it, you taste it. But you only have to be concerned up to 60 times, which in a cup of soda, the drip of lemon, you're not purposely squeezing it in. The drip that came in, that's okay.
What if it's hot tea?
What?
What if it's hot tea?
If the lemon goes in, then it'll be belaya. If you hold nasa nevela, then it'll be belaya the whole thing. And it becomes complicated. It's lach balach. We're mach, but chetes nevela lach balach. But shloim mokim hefsid. It becomes more complicated if it's hot. I'm telling you a clear thing. Cold, this is the rule. See, here is a geshmak etaz. We're talking here, you have a spoon, and that spoon was belaya iser, or it's a milk spoon with belaya fleishiks. And now, we're saying, if that spoon mixes with 10 other spoons, so if it's a dav shesha matirin, it'll aser, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's not a dav shesha matirin, and ain't done a nice dav shesha matirin, and it's mutter. Frektetaz koshali lomitzama harajba. It's a rajba. Litamzeh the tzarchei tzois, because kashering it involves spending money. Ha'ina nesa shua kli yachalesa tfei min ha'oiser. He says, why could the spoon be more chamor than the blia? Ilu ha'oiser hu abalua lo'yel of din dav shesha matirin. The blia that's in the spoon is not a shesha matirin. The isa hu ein lo'y matirin. If kein lo'yaya neser chamor min ha'oiser b'svar ha'zum mitzinu harba pamim b'taisvis l'n yemelach abalua midam. So it's geshmak akasha. If the blia that went into the spoon is not a dosheshe matirin, so this is the Taz's kasha. This is in Kuf Beis. It's not here in Kuf Beis. In Kuf Beis, he has this kasha. V'yesh leimar, kivon sheyesh leimatirin, ein lo lo lashgiach b'shum svar ala hakol. He says, what's the whole thing in dosheshe matirin? Don't say svaris to be makel. You can make a lechatchila. You need svaris to be makel. It's batul merayv anyway. So it's interesting. Kivat sheyesh matirin ein lo lashgiach b'shum svar lahakol, ein lismachal shum kula kimi shabalav hak yesh matirin. So everything depends if it's a dav sheyesh matirin, and that's the halacha. Now this is just a Taz's kashin teretz, which I find interesting. Now getting back to the shaila, you're in your house, and you have definitely a milk spoon that was put, let's say, the fleishig keli ben yaimai. And if you stir a milchika soup, a fleishika soup was stirred with a milchika spoon, and the spoon was put back into the drawer, and now it's indistinguishable. You can't tell which is which. It could be if they're piled up neatly, maybe you know it's the top one, but usually you put it in the sink, and you wash them all together, and you don't know which is which. So the halacha of our mechaber, here in Sif Ches, and in Simen Kuf Beis, Sif Gimel, is that it's mutter, it's batul b'rayv. The Shach disagrees for two reasons. He says this is a Dovah Shoshe Matirin. One, because you can wait Me'es Leis. This in Dairaisa is only within 24 hours. You have here a spoon with blias of meat, and you want a heter to stick it into milk. Stick it into parv is no big deal. You want a heter to stick it into milk. So wait 24 hours. Min HaTorah, it's mutter. Now, the Rabbanu were machmer, Eina ben Yaimai, Atu ben Yaimai. But they were machmer, they were a mekel. Waiting 24 hours makes it ois issa deraisa. So the Shach, Hagiz Lahalacha, and he says, why isn't waiting 24 hours? Davishai Shematirin, you can wait 24 hours. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, he says, even kashering it, how much does it cost to kasher it? How much does it cost? It was a couple of pieces of wood. Why does it cost to kasher it? Why is the Rabbi Chaim Ramah saying that Fishitzoch Lahitiyat Sais, it's not a Davishai Shematirin? It's a minor expense. So he argues for two reasons. He argues, number one, he says, wait 24 hours. And number two, it's not an expense. Certainly in our society today, no one cares about it. So kasher a whole bunch of spoons. That's what he's saying. If you have one, if you have 15 spoons, and one of them became fleshy, take all 15 spoons and kasher them. Kasher them in a pot. You have to wait a day to kasher them. So he owes you have to wait a day anyway, because that's his first kasher. Meislais, you have to wait a day anyway. And then and then once a day passes, you should kasher it as well. Now, I would think, if you ask me, kasher it, I have a place in my house where I stick things that have to be kashered. Believe me, I'm not worried about the expense. It's a tircha. You know, you got to go. The truth is, it's such a big tircha, But it's something of a tercha, and in the first year or two we were married, we had plenty of kelim that had to be kashed, and now it merely ever comes up. You know, I think I have a spoon and a knife sitting in that place in my study for a couple of years, waiting to be kashed, because it's a tercha. All right, but the Shach Lamais, the Shach argues.
So that's not Yehud.
Okay. So let me tell you, the Chachmas Adam and Aruch HaShulchan Paschal like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Shach. They both say a Keli is Batal Barayv, it's Mutter. I think the Chachmas Adam says it's Taiv to wait 24 hours. The Aruch HaShulchan also says something which I'll tell you in a minute. He says it's better to wait 24 hours. They'll make her a din, it's Mutter. The Pischei Tshuva here brings the Svara of the Noidim Yehuda by Dov Shosh HaMatirin. Now it's a Noidim Yehuda that comes up dozens of times in Hilchas Shabbos, in Hilchas Yom Tov, all over the place, in Hilchas Bas V'Chol V'Taruvos. It's his rule in Dov Shosh HaMatirin. It's written originally in one of his tshuvas, and subsequently twice in the Tzlach in Masechtas Beya. And he says the following. I'll tell you his original case and the places where it applies. The original Shiley was asked, had to do with a couple that was supposed to get married, and she was pregnant. So she said she's pregnant from him. She wasn't married to him. She was Mizana. She said she's pregnant from him. The Rabbanan considered it a suffix. She was a isha that was frivolous, and they considered it to be a suffix who she's pregnant from. Now the halacha is, din de Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to marry mu'uberes chaveiroi. There's an issa to marry mu'uberes chaveiroi, someone who's pregnant from someone else. Not only that, meinekes chaveiroi, even a woman who's nursing. They ask it because the husband's going to pressure the woman to stop nursing because it's not his child. He'll pressure her to stop nursing, and Chazal didn't want that. Matter of fact, Chazal said a blanket is 24 months after birth, when a woman is nursing someone else's child, you're not allowed to marry the woman. Later Achrayim knocked it out to 18 months or 16 months because it's not the derech to nurse necessarily for 24 months anymore. But bottom line, the shiloh was about this woman. if she's allowed to marry him. If the answer is no, they're going to have to wait till the end of the pregnancy, plus the 18 to 24 months of Menachas Chaveira. So the first Rav that was asked to Shaila said, look, the Issa to marry is a Safed Rabbanan. It's not only an Issa to Rabbanan. I'm going to tell you, you're allowed to marry Muberes Chaveira. So it's an Issa to Rabbanan. She says she's pregnant from him. He says he has no way of knowing. So it's a Safik to Rabbanan Lakula. Safik to Rabbanan Lakula, let them get married. The second Rav, who disagreed and said to Shatir Rabbi Yehuda, said, what? Safik to Rabbanan? It's a Davishay Shabbatirin. We say Davishay Shabbatirin by Bittel and by Safik to Rabbanan Lakula. By Safik to Rabbanan Lakula, we say that if it's a Safik to Rabbanan, Ashtechlein Abis, Ashtechlein Abahet. So he said, it's a Dava Shei Shabbat Tirin. She could wait the 2 years and the 5 months, whatever it is, get married then, and it'll be Beheter. So they showed, sent this Shaila, two Rabbanim had this disagreement. One said, Sabra Lakula. One said, Dava Shei Shabbat Tirin. Then he sent the letter to the Nadi Yehuda. So the Yehuda responded with the following rule. He said, where do we find Dava Shei Shabbat Tirin in Shas? We find it by an egg. We find it by wood. Similar thing, where wood fell off a tree on Yom Tif, and you want to, and it fell into a pile of wood, and you want to burn the wood on Yom Tif for firewood. So it's the same nidain. It's a really bottle bereiv, but it's a dav shei shabbat tirin. The wood that fell on Yom Tif is mukta. The wood that's the other wood is mutter. You find it by eggs, by wood. Zokta da Rabbi Yehuda, you only find dav shei shabbat tirin by things that are consumed. You can only have it once. You can eat this egg. You can eat it now, or you can eat it tomorrow. You're going to burn this wood. You can burn it today, you can burn it tomorrow. Why burn it today? Why eat it today? You can eat it tomorrow. Masha'in came by something that's not consumed. You don't eat it up. He wants to be married to this woman now, and a year from now, and 2 years from now. You're going to tell him, why get married now? You can get married in 2 years. He says, what do you mean? I want to be married now, and I want to be married in 2 years. There's no Atcha Techlenu Be'isr except only by things that have a one-time availability. They're available once, you eat it, and it's over. Masha'en came where it's a it's something you want to have today and later. So if you just says Dav Shivatir doesn't apply by something you want to have now and you want to have later.
So
the half an egg that he wants now, he could have later. I should let him miss it, let him behead it. That half, you say the same thing. It's based on the logic of Dav Shivatir Matirin. Because the logic, the svar of Dav Shivatir Matirin, is actually techlenu beisit techlenu beheta. We say you have a real heta for today. It's bottom arrive. But why come out to a heta if you could wait? Something you want to use today and later. There's no logic to that. Well, he feels that the logic of Dav Shivatir Matirin is only by something consumed, and he was enough of a baki to know that Shas for sure, probably in the Rishayim, there's no other case. No, nobody came to with the Tiyufta from a Tosfos or a Rambam. That all the cases of Dav Shei Shabbat Tirin apparently. Now, the one case where we can argue with the Dav Shei Yehuda is this sif. This sif is a shaila of Dav Shei Shabbat Tirin. You have a keli, a milchik spoon that became fleishik, a kosher spoon that became treif. So we're saying it's not a Dav Shei Shabbat Tirin. The Shach is saying it is a Dav Shei Shabbat Tirin. Wait 24 hours. You can wait 24 hours. So Pisrei Tshuva says, according to the Noda Yehuda, the Shach's Kasha falls off. The Kasha, you can wait 24 hours. Why use the spoon today? Use it after 24 hours. The Shulchan Aruch only said, Hagalah costs money. He didn't talk about waiting 24 hours. Why? Because waiting 24 hours is never a taina. I want to use the spoon today, and I want to use the spoon tomorrow. The spoon doesn't get consumed. I'm going to use it today, and I'll use it tomorrow, and I'll use it the day after. Doshe Shematirin is about consume it once. You say, why consume it within 24 hours? Consume it after 24 hours, it'll be hetter. But something you want to use today, and you want to use later, that's not a Doshe Shematirin. And Mamela, the whole thing falls off. The Rajba declared if Hagola is something that makes it totally mutter. But under waiting, it doesn't make a Doshe Shematirin. You want to use it today, you want to use it tomorrow. It's a very Gishmaka Svara, very Gishmaka Hezber. The difference is that when the rabbi comes and he says to you, listen, you have a heter, but why eat it today? You can eat it tomorrow. So if it's an egg, the rabbi makes sense. He's saying, why eat it tomorrow? But if the rabbi is telling you, why use it today, use it tomorrow, that doesn't make sense. Right? He's coming to you saying, why use it today, use it tomorrow? What does using it tomorrow have to do with today? I will use it tomorrow. I'm Israel Shiloh, can I use it today?
But tomorrow, right now,
I didn't ask you Shiloh about tomorrow. I asked you Shiloh about today. I know I could use it tomorrow. I plan to use it. What is that going to do with today? With an egg, it makes sense.
Why? An egg
is a finite amount of pleasure and value, and you can have the same pleasure and value tomorrow and today. I know you want it now, but the pleasure is equal tomorrow and today. You tell me today you're starving, and tomorrow you'll have plenty of food. All right.
Does this same grid fit with a bracha shaved shrika? The idea of, you know, I'm making a bracha now, so I want to have it now. In 2 minutes I'm going to watch, so
that could be mutter anyways. It's tzricha, yeah. I'll tell you, I was once, I like to tell the story of it because I sounded very smart. I was once, went to Eretz Yisrael, and the one in the Talmidim Yeshiva picked me up. He was driving me, drove me to Yerushalayim when I went. So in the car, he said, oh, Yerushalayim is tumbling in Shiloh. It's wonderful. Eretz Yisrael, there's a good Shiloh. All the yeshivas are tumbling about the Shiloh. Over here, it has to do with Trump, that they're all tumbling. And Abdullah of Abdullah's day, it has to do with Shiloh. So everyone's tumbling. What happened? There was a Sheva Brachis in Zeville, right near the Mir Yeshiva, right? There's a Sheva Brachis in Zeville. And they had Friday night Suda and Shabbos Suda. And the Kala wanted to light candles the first Shabbos. So they put a chair, they took one of the chairs, put it on the side, and put a leichter on it, and she lit candles. So Friday, Lail Shabbos, she lit candles then. They came in Shabbos morning, and whoever cleaned up took the leichter off, hopefully put it in a safe place. And all the chairs were now indistinguishable. You had 200 chairs, all piled up. And one chair was muktzah. The chair that was a basis that they had put the candles on was muktzah. Of all the chairs, I know. Well, of all the chairs, one chair was muktzah, and 199 chairs were not. You couldn't tell which is which. So it's bottle barai. So someone said, it's a Doshe Shematirin. Doshe Shematirin, it's not bottle. So in the car, I told him, oh, the Doshe Yehuda. He said, wow, how'd you know? So I went Sunday morning to a shear and I heard it, you know, like, Rabbi Yehuda, you know. So I think Gershon always bothers me that you can't ask for someone else's chair. Was that his title was, how can you ask for someone else's chair? So I always tell him, but you rented the chairs. You rented it from him. You rented it for Shabbos. So, all right. At any rate, it's just, I mean, it's an illustration. By Muktzah, you don't say Doshe Shematirin, because if you use it today and use it tomorrow, unless it's something that gets burnt or gets eaten. Now,
so
you can't use any of the wood because you're only going to burn it once. It's consumed. Whatever he wants to burn today, he'll only be around with eggs also. He has 1,000 eggs. He wants to eat one egg today and one egg tomorrow. But the egg he's eating today, you have to come on to a head. Now this, in our case, this is Gishmak. It explains the Shulchan Aruch, answers the Shach's Kasha. Shach said, why don't you wait 24 hours? The spoon got mixed with other spoons. The answer is, you don't have to wait 24 hours because there's no Doshe Shematirin on waiting 24 hours. So I have to tell you one case in which B'nai Torah argue about the following. Yesterday, was Shabbos, we made Avdallah, most of us, at about between 6:30 and 7, probably, right? Let's say 7 o'clock, you make Avdallah. You make Avdallah, you want to have a coffee with milk. Your wife says, is it 6 hours? Do you remember if it's 6 hours? Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Did you have flesh after 1 o'clock? Now it's 7 o'clock. So, what should be the din? If you're not sure if it's 6 hours, Safa Drabana Lakula. Waiting 6 hours is a Drabana. Safa Drabana Lakula. Shaila is it a Dovah Shesha Matirin? Why have coffee now? You can have the coffee later. You wait, by 7:30, you know for sure it's 6 hours. So, that's a pretty common thing. It's one of the big agvas nefesh of the Jewish people is when you're not sure if it's 6 hours. Like, if you're sure it's less than 6 hours, you can deal with it. But when you're not sure if it's 6 hours, it's extremely difficult. Try to remember, when did I stop eating cholent to start eating parav? You know, like, it's very, very difficult, especially Shabbos. So the Darkei Tshuva says it's not a Dovah Shesha Matirin because of the Noida Yehuda. He says it's mutter. He says, Sava Darabana Lakula. You'll say, why have that coffee now? You could have that coffee later. The answer is, the Nidin is not the coffee. The coffee I know, the coffee is Melechik. There's no Shai, I'm Shafik about the coffee. The Shafik is me. Am I within 6 hours of Fleishiks? The Shaila is on me. Am I, is my mouth, throat, and stomach allowed to have Melechiks? So I want to have Melechiks now, and I want to have Melechiks later. What are you telling me? Instead of drinking it now, drink it later. I'll drink it later also. I want to drink it now, and I want to drink it later. So Darkei Tshuva says the Nabi Yehuda's rule would apply in this case as well. That if you're not sure if it's 6 hours, you could be Mekel. I've had people who tell me that it's not a good Dimyon because whatever you're drinking is consumed and you're only going to have it once. Why have it now? Have it later. But the fact is that in our world we have unlimited Melechiks available to us. It's not the question of having enough Melechiks. It's not the milk. You can look at it, the shadows of the milk is hetera issa to you. Or you can look, are you mukshur to have milachis? But the Darkei Tshuva does apply the svara of the Noida of Yehuda. And we can be mitzar if the sheet is that you don't need 6 hours, or that 5.5 hours is enough. And I think there's enough to be makel. This is probably the most geschmack of all the applications of the Noida of Yehuda. So this is a Noida Yehuda, to which this is a raya. I should mention that the Noida Yehuda is not alone in saying the Svara. The Pnei Yeshua says it on his own. The Pnei Yeshua is before the Noida Yehuda. Pnei Yeshua and Beya says exactly the same Svara. And I believe the Prima Gadim says it as well. So it's a Geshmaka Svara. The Shach doesn't hold of it. The Shach is asking on the Mechaber, wait 24 hours. But to answer it, the Pesachei Tshuva in Kumbeis brings this to Nebu. Where?
6 hours.
You don't know if there's an Issa or not. But you know there was an Issa to have Melechiks on you.
Right.
So you know there was an Issa. You know if the Issa ended or not.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's true. One case, the case of Bittel. Does your Tiyu say by Bittel Barayv and by Safa Drabanan? So by Bittel Barayv, you know there's this, so you don't know where it is. By Safa Drabanan, like the case of the pregnant woman, we don't know if there was ever an Isser. We don't know if she was ever Muberes Chaber. But the rule of Dov Shishim Atirin applies equally by Safa Drabanan Lakula and by Bittel Barayv. In both cases, we find this far. Okay. What? It's not the Bliya that's the Shaila. The Bliya is not a Darshan Shematir. The Bliya is also forever. Shaila is the Keli. The Kli, which I don't know if it has the Bliya or not, because it was mixed in with others, so that's where the Shaila is. Now on the Bliya is definitely not a Darshan Shematir. The Shaila is on the spoon. Yes, it is a drabbanon, it's anyway matirin, so that's mutter, it's patal barai. Right? It's batal b'raiv. The spoon is batal b'raiv. So the ain a ben yaymai, that has no matirin. There's no problem. The problem is the ben yaymai is serious yeshle matirin. So he says, wait till that goes off. Because that's batal b'raiv. That's the Ramah says there are two questions: waiting 24 hours and kashering. I'm addressing the waiting 24 hours. Notice the Dov Sheshu, the Shas says two separate kashers. He says, first of all, if let's say you hold an expense to kasher, so you don't have to kasher, but wait 24 hours, take off this Seder Aisa. That's just waiting. The second kasher he asks is that the expense of kashering for us is minimal. It doesn't really count for anything. They're two separate kashers. It's a tircha. So I mentioned the Chachmas Adam, the Archashon do not paskin like the Shach. But the Chachmas Adam says better to wait 24 hours. That he does say. Chachmas Adam was a Talmud of Noi Behuda. He says it's better to wait 24 hours. The Shach holds out. Yeah. It's always better to know than to not know. If you know when you finish the fleishik, you can count the 6 hours. But at that time, usually people aren't so aware of the... Of course it's better to know. What? Not really. The finishing is totally when you finish eating. It's my shuchtam. The starting is a shayla. Most places can say 6 hours is from the meat. What? Yeah, by a shul, it's interesting. By a shul, it's mekel, and it goes by eating. If you look, one of the coolest there, yeah. In the Dogel Mervava, if you look in the Dogel Mervava there in Peites, the Dogel Mervava says you measure for when you finished eating the meat till the beginning of the Milchika Suda. That's what he says. When I learned Yeridei Barav Palm, he said that. He said you go by finishing the meat to when you wash for the Milchika Suda. The minig is not to be makbid. You know, I know in the camps they wash the shal shudis and they watch the clock and then they bring in the melachiks. And the minig is to go by is to be makel. And I think later I learned Bar Pam, I think it was his first cycle that he gave her a day a year. I think later years he mentioned two shitas. I don't remember who the other shita, but I remember the Dogel Mervava, which is again maybe Yehuda on the side of the page. He says that it goes from Seif Achila to Achila Sasuda. That's his lashon. Okay, what? As opposed to from when you're eating fleishiks to when you're eating melachiks. The logic would dictate, if I finished eating fleishiks at 1 o'clock, I could wash to a meal, and just don't eat the melachiks till 7 o'clock. The Yehuda is saying, don't even wash to the melachik meal till 7 o'clock. So I don't know, you leave it to your imagination. It doesn't explain why. I imagine that once you're going to sit to a milchik a meal, you're going to end up eating. I imagine.
To follow up on what someone said before, suppose I cooked and indicated that this would be kasher. Suppose I cooked, I didn't know, I didn't care, I cooked it. Now all of a sudden I get nervous when someone says, I'd like to eat what I cooked. Now, does it use that lie?
Once you cooked,
I cook in it.
Well, Sister Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to cook l'chatchila, so mele it applies to the food. Mele it applies to the food. He's saying even like Rabbi Yehuda, that's good to use the pot. But once I cook the food, the food may have a bliya ben yaymai. Probably the nesar can't be worse than the pot, than the oyser, no. If you're allowed to use the pot, then. But I hear the question. In order, it would help that the Shach doesn't necessarily argue with Nebu the Svarim. Could be he has this cheshvin that you're saying. It's a good cheshvin. Yeah. Okay. Okay. At any rate, let's leave the Shishim material. And I want to mention one more Nakuda, and then move on to Sivtes. The halacha of Yavesh be Yavesh Batal Barayv. It's halacha, it's simen kuf tes. All the way in the taruvis, it says if you have a treifa, pick whatever you like, you have a pulka that's treif, and you have two that are kosher, and they become indistinguishable one from the other. So yavesh be yavesh, and it's batel chabetrei. So they're all mutter. They're kulam mutarim. they're all mutter, and that's Aleph Beis by Bitl Barayv. And how you would feel about it, if you had three pieces of meat, it feels like Russian roulette, right? You have three polkas on the plate. Your wife says, well, one is treif, two are kosher, but you can't tell them apart. You say, okay, that's fine. I'll just take one. I don't know about you. You know, maybe I'm missing an Amunas Chachamim. I don't know exactly what I would do. If it was a rib steak, then it's already a chtichor el eschabe, then there's no heter. So just for a pulki, you know, I don't know about you. I would feel, what? So the question is, are you allowed to eat all three? It's machlekes around in the Rashba. In Kuftes Siv Beis, the Mechaber says that when something, Yovish Rosh is batel chabitrei, in bishlon kulon keachas, if you cook all three together, it's also remain shem shishim. All right, then it became lach balach. Im roitz levashlon yachad, eishishim utam arbisalein. Ramah. Yeshayim im noida teruva is kovish in this bashlo. You have the three pieces. Yeshayim im hakol shari, ubemakim hefsid. Yeshus mechadever amikin lemulahatir. He says to have all three of them together is a it's a machloek. It's the rush and the rash. But I thought the mechaber brought the rush, but I'm sorry, he does. He brings it sif aleph. I was reading sif beis. The sif aleph chabitrei bottle. So you say one person can eat all of them, can eat all three. Imagine if they're eating yisr, you can eat all three. Why? It's bottle, so it's just an asahet. And then the mechaber says v'yesh mishayser loichlam adam echad afilu zechazeh ramah chenishin lenoig lechatchila, meaning that mikra din one is bottle and two you can eat all three. But Lamaisa, it's a machlek, it's the Rosh and the Rashba, the Machmir is, says on the side here, Tosfos, the Gros says, the Machmirin, Tosfos for a Rosh. Okay, it's known as the machlek, the Rashba, the Rosh. So Yeshu Shaisa, Loich, Lom, Adamech, Adafil, Zachazah. One person can't eat all of them. Rabba says, Yesh Machmirin, even more, Lahashlich, Echad, that you shouldn't serve all three. No, but you shouldn't. Not all three should get eaten. One of them throw out and eat the other two. It's a chumra ba'alma. Ramos chumra ba'alma. It's chumra ba'alma. But so it says here that you shouldn't take all three together. The Taz is machmir when you have the one spoon with the bunch of spoons that you can use all of them. Can use all the time. You can use all of them. So he says you have to kasha because he can't use all of them. The shach says it's not a taina. Use the spoons one at a time. The whole thing is a chumra ba'alma by the isser itself, and the shach is meikel. What's interesting, all the paiskim are meikel. The Aruch HaShulchan is machmir. He says to kasha one. So if you have in your house a milch spoon that was used to stir fleishiks, the halakha is it gets mixed, everything is mutter. You want to be machmir, wait 24 hours. Not very hard to wait 24 hours. The Aruch HaShulchan says to be machmir like the Taz, but not to kasher all of them, but to kasher one of them. It says to throw out one, even if 24 hours. To kasher one, and so that's the Aruch HaShulchan's chumra. And that's because he's saying it's like this chumra ba'alma, but it's still, Ramah brings a chumra ba'alma, you know, we usually keep to it, we try to keep to it. That's what he says. The one egg, so you can eat it when they're all thousand amutter. Here we're talking when one is forever aser, because the milk spoon that's mixed with chicken soup is forever aser lechatchila. It's forever aser to use lechatchila. It's bottle, but by the egg, if you wait till after Yom Tif, everyone is mutter. You don't need bittle, and here you're always going to need bittle. According to the Taz, you can't use all them at once. So that's the Chumra Ba'alma over there. It feels strange. You have three pulkas, you can eat all three of them. Or you can serve it to three people around the table. It feels like Russian roulette. It doesn't feel... So he says to Kasha one, anyone. Say, I can't resist. I want to go to the next sif. I have to tell you, a shayla of Pami asked me, I might buy basa b'chalav teher. I took a basa b'chalav teher a number of years ago. And Rav Pami asked a bunch of shaylas, and I wrote them down afterwards. And over the years, I used to tell people before they went for Faharas, because Rav Pami was in the habit of using the same. So Rav Pami asked us the following shayla. So the lady was cooking for Shabbos, and she was cooking chicken soup, and she was cooking challah, and she had two large serving spoons. So one was a ben yaimai for milachiks, and one was not. There were two. One was a ben yaimai for milachiks, and one was not. He said she took the spoon, and she stirred the chicken soup. Actually, the way he said it was, she stirred the cholent, and then, when she was stirring the chicken soup, it fell into the chicken soup, and she had to fish it out. So the shayla is, what's the din of the cholent, and what's the din of the chicken soup? Here, it wasn't batel b'raiv. It was one in one. There was one milchik ben yaimai, and one that wasn't a milchik ben yaimai. And the question is, what's the din of the soup, or what's the din of the cholent? So what was the trick of the question? When it's one in one, it's a safik. It's a 50-50 safik. There's no bittel. By the rabbanon, we're mekel on a safik. By the raisa, we're machmer on a safik. So basa b'cholav with meat is the raisa. Basa b'cholav with chicken is the rabbanon. So here it comes out like this. When she took this one spoon and she mixed the meat, we say, which spoon was it? Well, it's a shayla d'oraisa, it was the ben yaimai spoon. Then when she takes the same spoon, and she mixes the chicken soup, that's a drabanan. We say, which spoon was it? They're not milchik a spoon. But it was the same spoon on both. The chap of the question is, could you say that the cholent is aser, because it was the milchik a spoon, and the chicken soup is mutter because it was the par of it, the non-milchika spoon. It was the same spoon. That was the chap of the question. So what would you have said? Huh?
What does one part have to do with the other?
It's the same spoon in both.
It's a spoon here in these, or a spoon there.
Maybe the first one should pass the ice for the second one. So I'll tell you, what I told him was, that's the Shem Shmeitzer. And he said, you're right, let's go to the next one. The Shmeitzer has a Shaila. It's not I happen to know one Shmeitzer. I don't know too many Shmeitzer, but it's a famous Shem Shmeitzer. Goes on a case in Simen Kuf Yud. You have to hold cup to the case. There was a butcher store. The butcher store, the case was, they shechted seven animals. It's not like today, where they shechted in Baltimore and they sell it in Gottmart. It was, they shechted it, and they had the animals hanging from a hook, and they cut off a piece and you buy it. They cut off a piece and you buy it. So they were selling these seven animals. At this point, they had gone through 2.5 animals. They sold two animals, were gone. They're in the middle of cutting up as people come in the third animal. Meantime, all the stomachs of the animal were piled up in the corner. They used it for whatever, for dog food or whatever they were going to use it for. Somebody went over, and he found a trephis in one of the stomachs of one of the animals. Problem was, you can't figure out which one it was. All the stomachs look the same once they're pulled out. So you have one trepha animal and six kasha animals in the butcher store, but you can't tell which is which. What's the problem? Bittul b'raiv. The problem is kol kavua kemetza mechzadami. The shayla started there. They shechted it there, and they shechted it. It was distinguishable. You could have figured out. You would check the stomach. Kol kavua kemetza mechzadami. So therefore, let me finish. Whatever was sold already is called the parish meruba parish. Whatever is in the butcher store is called kavua kemetza mechzadami. So here you have in the butcher store, you sold 2.5 animals. The two animals that were totally sold, mutter, parish. The four animals that are totally unsold, treif, called kavokim after metzadam. That you have this one animal, half was sold, half is parish, and half is in the store. So is it possible to say, well, the half that was sold had a kosher stomach, and the half that's in the store, we have to be chayshish, had a treif stomach. But they had the same stomach, it's the same animal. It's a contradiction. So the Sefer Beis Hillel brings a machlokes. The Gaon fought about this. Should the one that was parish paskin on the one that's kavua? Should the one that's kavua paskin on the one that's parish? Shmaitzer brings from the Pri Chadash, who says the one that was sold is mutter, the one in this in the store is aser. He says his lashon is kol she'ena oimekain. He says, if you don't agree with this, you don't know anything about halacha. He makes a point, which sounds like a very solid point. When we say, call the parish Maruba parish, it's not a nevius. We're not saying we have a nevuah. They call the parish, the one that was parish is heter. We don't know. It's a halacha. When you don't know, hanhogas hasveikis, you don't know. This is the psak. The psak is its mutter. Does that mean that it's for surely not the one with the treif stomach? It could be it is the one with the treif stomach. But halacha says that it's mutter. The one that's kavua is aser. Not because we have a nevius, that the one in the store had a treif stomach. That's the halacha. And hogas hasveikis. Kol kavua, so therefore, there's no shaykhis. The mela comes out that it's not a stira. It's not a stira like David was saying before. And the same thing here. It's not a stira, the one that fell into the fleishiks, the one in the milachiks, it's all good. But Palm meant to add that since it fell into the chicken soup, it could be it's a hagalah, there's a suffix. If it's a hagalah also, something heads up. What?
The spoon is
for sure treif. The spoon is going to be treif. It's actually 50-50. What? Well, I shouldn't say spoon is for sure treif. The spoon might be milachiks, not. It definitely became fleishiks. If you want to put it back to milachiks, you're going to have to kasher from fleishiks. As far as whether it's iser, yes, yeah, not batel barayv. So it's treif lechatchila, not b'di'evet. I guess that's the answer. It's treif lechatchila, not b'di'evet. Shmaitz is saying the metzias is relevant. If you could establish metzias, it's fine. He's saying that din of kol deruba and kol kavua is not establishing mitzias; it's establishing halacha when you don't know the mitzias. I'll leave you with an unsettling thought, if you'll enjoy it. If not, then don't listen. Statistically, every Jew in the world that eats meat definitely eats treifa meat. Statistically, why? We only check for treifas in the lungs, and we check in the intestines too. The basic crisis. There are a lot of treifas. There are animals that have treifas in the heart, they have treifas in the brain. Certain infections are treifas, cancer is treifas. So let's say it's only one in 5,000 animals that's treif, that has treifas. I don't know what the metzias. How many animals are sick? One in 1,000, one in 2,000, one in 3,000? If you eat meat, let's say on the average three times a week, I don't mean three times, I mean from three different animals. Everybody does, right? Even Shabbos. You have meat in the cholent, you have a piece of brisket, you have some salami. You have more than three times a week. But even three times a week means you're eating from 1,000 different animals a year. Three times, 365. You're eating from 1,000 animals a year. In 10 years, you're eating from... What?
3 times a week is 156.
I'm sorry. I meant three times a day. Three times 52 is only 150. All right, I have to adjust my numbers. So over 10 years, you're eating from 1,500 animals. Over how many years are you eating meat? Over 4 years, you're eating from 6,000 animals. You're eating from 6,000 animals. 6,000 animals, it's come out borer that something was treif along the way. Unless you believe that there's special siyat in Tishmaya from a yidn, which we hope. The answer is it doesn't matter. We follow the halacha. The halacha is the halacha, whatever comes in. It's physically was a treifa, but it's mutter b'achila. Yeah, okay. All right, we come to Siftes next week. Thank you for bearing with me.